Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
Storefront and streetscape improvements are one of the most effective ways of enhancing the image of individual businesses and the community. Kenai has many older commercial buildings that would greatly benefit from an updated storefront. The Storefront and Streetscape Improvement Program is intended to encourage and to motivate local businesses to reinvest in Kenai by sharing the cost of storefront and streetscape improvement projects. Councilmember Deborah Sonard supports the improvement project's potential to beautify Kenai.
It would benefit our small local businesses. It is somewhat of a beautification program. Our city desperately needs that. I mean, you look around, even just across the street here at the post office, it's bare. You know, all of our beautiful spruce trees that have died now and have been cut down are going away. And what is exposing is older Kenai buildings that are 30, 40, 50 years old. If somebody could take advantage of this program, whether it's storefront windows or an entrance walkway that would accommodate a wheelchair ramp getting into a business that is older, I think that would be very advantageous. A few things in our older town that I really think that this program could benefit.
A thriving commercial center is a pivotal aspect of the economic vitality in Kenai. By investing with city businesses, the city of Kenai will eventually see an economic return of increased sales tax, resulting in long-term economic health and stability, amongst other benefits. Kenai Planning Director Linda Mitchell commented on the time frame and process to secure funds.
Understanding the urgency of this program, once it's enacted, staff will have a website ready and we'll put a website and a time frame, and having conversations with the city manager and what's an appropriate time frame and within that window of submitting. I'm hoping with a week or 2 weeks turnaround to review, depending on how many we have. If I'm getting 20, then obviously that may take more. The goal is to expedite this as quickly as possible because I know construction season is starting, so I definitely have this as a high priority.
This program has the potential to begin developing a more aesthetic atmosphere to the spruce tree mitigated and denuded city. This program will provide a matching fund source for existing businesses that may require financial assistance to renovate or update storefront and streetscapes up to $10,000. The funds in the amount of $50,000 have been allocated from the general fund to fund the program. Participants will be selected based upon submission of a written application on a city form, which includes a scope of work, proposed budget for the project, description of how the project will improve the current storefront and streetscape, and the lasting impact of the improvement on the overall economic health of the Kenai business community and residents. NOAA Fisheries will hold a public hearing to receive input on an amendment to the Fishery Management Plan for Salmon Fisheries in the Exclusive Economic Zone off Alaska. This amendment would establish federal management for the salmon fisheries in the federal waters of Upper Cook Inlet. The public hearing will take place by webinar on Thursday, May 18th, starting at 5 p.m. Alaska time, and will conclude no later than 8 p.m. NOAA Fisheries staff will provide a brief opening statement before accepting public testimony for the record. The hearing will be recorded for the purpose of prepping transcripts for oral comments received. We may close the hearing 15 minutes after the conclusion of the public testimony after responding to any clarifying questions from hearing participants. Anyone wishing to make an oral statement at the public hearing is encouraged to also submit a written statement. The deadline to comment is 5 p.m. Thursday, May 25th. They will consider written and oral comments received at the public hearing when preparing the amendment and implementing regulations. In the following months, they will publish proposed regulations in the Federal Register for a 60-day public comment period. To submit contacts and find links for the meeting, you'll find that on the story at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.